Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Hypno Fairy Godmother Show with Shirley Yance, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Hypno Fairy Godmother Show. I am so glad that you found me today at my new time. Remember to tell all your friends that we have moved up an hour, just to kind of keep everybody going. I am Shirley, your clinical hypnotherapist and coach and speaker. I'm kind of all of the above here in Southern California, and a glittering rainbow girl going way back. My specialty is actually working with the LGBTQIA, BDSM, kink community, any of the outlining communities that may not feel that they have, you know, a voice in this. And I wouldn't have that any other way. So hope to give you a little fun, little inspiration, maybe bring a smile to your face, maybe a little giggle to your heart. Who knows? So by now, those of you that have been listening with me, and you know who you are, let's get ready to start this show. So make sure you're in a safe place. You know what a safe place means? It means that you are not driving heavy equipment, nothing that you can get in trouble with. You know, you want to be in a safe place. So take your deep breath. Hold it in. And exhale that smile. Because you always want to leave a show with a smile. That's always a good thing. Now we're going to go to part two of this. Still same spot, which is kind of what we want. So, all right, you're all in that safe spot. So glad to hear that. All right, so now let's wiggle those toes in your shoes, out of your shoes, flip-flops. I don't care. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle those toes. Now I want you to wiggle your butt. Yep, come on, squeeze them cheeks. Wiggle, 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 wiggle. Because I have never seen somebody do that part without smiling. It's really hard, you know, to wiggle your butt without, you know, thinking about it. And now I want you to take that other deep breath. And as you exhale, I want you to say to yourself, I got this. It's gonna be okay. No big deal. Give yourself an affirmation. Give yourself whatever it takes. You know, you've relaxed everything from, you know, your neck and shoulders, from your toes and your lower back. Come on, if you got that extra time and you're still in that safe place, I like to roll my neck. I'm really into the rolling the neck part, you know, because that means that you've been like all those muscles. We are on our way to the jello phase. That's what I like to call people, that once, you know, once you've got all of that relaxed a little bit, kind of feel a little bit like jello. So that's always good. To help keep this show going, we do have a Patreon page with some great perks. I would also like to thank the Bambit app. I have a great deal going there. And I'd like to thank Tamiza's Treats for all of their wonderful support. I'm telling you, if you're gluten-free, if you're sugar-free, if you're not any of the above, Tamiza's your girl. I am gluten-free by medical, not by choice. And I'm telling you, Tamiza's your girl. So I'd like to throw that in. So today, I thought, well, you know, I say at the beginning of the show that I am, you know, a clinical hypnotherapist, but I get a lot of questions as to what does that actually mean? You know, what is hypnosis? What's a hypnotherapist? Do I, you know, there's so many questions. So I thought today seemed like an appropriate day since, you know, I've been on the show for about 3 months now. You know, let me give you some frequently asked questions about hypnosis and hypnotherapy. No, you do not need to take notes. These are on my webpage that is being wonderfully redone. But these are things that talking with other hypnotherapists and hypnosis people, these are the questions that we tend to get the most. So, you know, and if you have any, after I finish with this, if you have any extra questions that maybe I don't answer, email me, hypnofairygodmother@yahoo.com. I will answer your messages. And if it's a really good question, you know, I'll answer it during my show. It's really important that you have the best information for you. Because, you know, I'm all about taking care of you first. So, let's start out with, what is hypnosis? I know that when you think of hypnosis, you think about those great 1950s movies where you always see the woman leaning way back and the guy with his hands out like this. Okay, for the record, that's not hypnosis. Or you see, you go to a place like Vegas or Atlantic City, or you see some sort of hypnosis show at a fair, at a school event, some sort of event. And that is what, that is stage hypnosis. Most people that do it, you know, professionally are really good, but that is also not what I do. So hypnosis, though, is a treatment that involves, you know, you getting into a relaxed state. It's a little more suggestible. And then me and your subconscious have a little talk. And it shifts back and forth between the conscious and the unconscious mind, and which is something that your body does every single day. And by doing that, we help resolve internal issues that you may have. You know, and people get afraid of the trance. Okay, a trance is just a really light case of you sort of, I always tell my clients, it's about, I always feel like I'm floating when I'm in hypnosis. But it's just a natural state that most of us go into every single day. You know, if you've ever been so engrossed in a book or a movie or something where you feel like you are part of that, you are so focused that, you know, you don't notice anyone around you. You just become that part of it. You know, the only big difference is that while I may have you in this hypnotic trance, I'm giving you suggestions that will help you in the long run. The reason why I say that people go into hypnotic trance every single day is because you do. And we have actually talked about this, but it is, think of, the easiest one is driving home. You drive home, you leave your office, leave wherever it is you may be at. You get in your car and you just drive home. The difference, though, is that once you get home, you don't remember how you got there. You don't remember taking those turns. You don't remember leaving and, you know, so your brain was actually in a state of hypnosis where you went into an autopilot stage. Now, the nice thing about that is that your subconscious knows how to get you home. The bad thing about that is you're not actually paying attention to the road, which means, you know, if somebody stops really quick in front of you, if there's an accident, if, you know, your consciousness isn't there. So I do, you know, but that highway hypnosis is really common, especially with, let's say, long haul truckers, stuff like that. You know, you just get to start to where you're hearing the rhythm of the road. And part of all this is, you know, doing a rhythm. So it's the rhythm of the road. It's seeing the same thing that you see every day on your way home. It's that repetitiveness that will suck you right in, you know, to that hypnotic state. So people that tell me that they absolutely cannot be hypnotized are wrong. You can, and you are most of the time. So the other thing that is a big difference between, okay, we got hypnosis and then hypnotherapy. Now, here is the core difference. They are in the same family, and I love them both, but hypnotherapy is an internationally recognized therapy for treating, you know, mental psychosomatic issues, basic, but it uses hypnosis to break through to the subconscious to better understand, you know, how to help you. So whereas we use that state of hypnosis to get you to the point of hypnotherapy. I get a lot of, well, how old is hypnotherapy? Because now it seems to be the last few years, it seems to be getting into the limelight just a little bit more. So there's this, is it brand new? Is it something that people just came up with? So to let you know that in hieroglyphics, show that Egyptians were using hypnotherapy as early as 3000 BC. There is proof that the Greeks and the Mayans also understood how to use hypnosis. So, you know, it's been around for such a long time. And although it's been around for thousands of years, it became really popular in about the 1890s, which is still for some people, you know, to show that, wow, it actually has been around for that long. And when you're doing hypnosis, now what they did then is probably really similar to the way we do hypnosis now. Because hypnosis is me talking to you. That's right. It's me, you know, helping you feel calm, helping you get into that trance state, you know, explaining to you why this is going to work and how this is going to work. You know, these are things that I'm sure hypnotherapists have been around, you know, have always done this. I know many people who specialize in, you know, medical hypnosis, which means that before somebody's getting a medical procedure, they will go and get them into that hypnotic state and actually lower or cut off that pain threshold. I have an intense fear of needles. Well, as it turns out, a few years ago, I was having to have transfusions, blood, you know, how they take your blood constantly. And I would have veins that would collapse. This is an issue. So I went and talked to another hypnotherapist. Good thing I know many of them. And by me using what I was taught, I can now have my blood taken without any problem whatsoever. I don't sit there and stare at it happening, but I do the best I can. So, you know, I feel, you know, when you can do that and you can have that way of, you know, calming somebody and helping somebody, just getting them to breathe just a little bit deeper. I always talk to you about breathing. Any type of incident, we start with breathing. And we start with breathing because when you're slowing your breathing down, you're calmer. When you're calmer, you know, your blood's not flowing and your nerves all aren't crazy. And you can bring that down. So I'm sure that those Greeks and Egyptians and Mayans were all using the same thing. And whether they were called a hypnotist or a shaman or a medicine man, they all had about the same job. So now, this hypnotic trance, what that is that's just that, like I said, that sense of deep relaxation. It allows the client to just go wherever. You know, during that time, I can go in there, and most hypnotherapists uncover the subconscious's motivations. You know, is it, why do you have this issue? Maybe you have some repressed memories. A lot of hypnotherapists use regression therapy. I don't necessarily do that, but I know that it does help for some. You know, and we use that power of suggestion to kind of remap your mind and go, okay, but you don't need to do that anymore. So why don't we do this? And your subconscious, which is a wonderful, wonderful, I love to describe the subconscious as a gigantic hard drive. I used to say Rolodex, don't do that anymore, but a big hard drive that remembers everything. Good example of this is, and this happened to us the other night. You're looking at someone on a TV show, or you're listening to a song, and you are trying to remember as much as you can who this person is, or where do you know that song, or who sang it. And you try to put it out of your mind and you go on to the next thing. But that internal is just going and going and going and going. And that hard drive is just flipping through files and you don't even know it. And then all of a sudden, it'll find the answer. And you go, got it. And that, unfortunately for me, usually happens at about 2 a.m. While I'm in the shower, something like that, where all of a sudden that internal Rolodex finds the answer. And you're like, oh, now I get it. So think of your subconscious as that. Now, the other thing is you don't have to lay there and have your eyes closed while you're having hypnosis done. I know people that are really timid and, you know, they're like, I can't lose control. I need to have my eyes open. Okay. As I heard last week, and I love this, is that hypnosis is not the field of closing eyes. So I can put you in hypnosis with your eyes wide open. How about that? So you don't have to lay there and have your eyes closed. People kind of worry about that. You know, I've had people that, although they try very, very hard to go into hypnosis. There's just something about that that makes them not be able to close your eyes, which is fine. I go, okay, keep your eyes open. If you decide later on to close them to relax, that's okay with me. And we can do waking hypnosis. You know what? Still works just as well. So there are many ways to work around, this. So as we were talking about how long it's been practiced, medical associations are now actually, since the 1950s, they have found that hypnosis is, successful. They have done study upon study showing that it can be just as effective in most cases, I was going to put that in there, as, full psychology. And that was like in the 50s. In the 2000s, it was like, okay, we've had enough studies showing that hypnotic procedures are beneficial to the management of a whole wide range of conditions and problems. Now, unfortunately, most insurances and things like that do not cover hypnosis because although most of the psychologists are for hypnosis, some still fight it and almost look at it like we're trying to take their clients. We are not trying to take your clients. I would rather work as a team. Because sometimes a person will call or come to me and what they need may be out of my scope. There are certain things that hypnosis or hypnotherapists aren't allowed to do. First of all, we don't diagnose anything and we don't officially cure anything because we are not doctors. And because of that, that's usually where the whole conflict comes in. But, we don't worry about that quite as much. Now, the benefits. What are the benefits? I hate doing the we don't do. But to me, it's important for me to answer the what do we do? So, what are the benefits? You can help people with anxiety. I can help people with PTSD and depression, addictions. I help people with fears and phobias. You never know who's going to call. Now, the other thing is if you're looking for a hypnotherapist and you have a very specific issue, we call a niche, try to find somebody when you're looking them up online, which is how most people try to find one. Look for somebody that specializes in that little thing. Now, if it's just a little, I hate to say minor depression or minor anxiety, because when you're going through it, it does not feel minor. That's something that I would say 99% of hypnotherapists can handle. But some people, their niche can be medical, like I said. Some people specialize in sports. Some people specialize in smoking cessation. Some people special, I mean, we all have little niches. I decided to, my niche, was working with, outlining communities so that when you finally decide that it's time you need to get that extra little help, what you want to do is find somebody you can relate to. And if you feel like the person that you're going to see, you can talk to them about your issue, but you don't feel like you can kind of tell them your whole background. When I have you fill out a background sheet, I need to know your whole background, whether it has anything to do with your issue or not, because a lot of times the issue is not the issue. So I want people to feel comfortable enough that they can write down every single part of them. Don't leave anything out. You may have come in with something that has absolutely nothing to do with you being, let's say, LGBTQ. You know, you could come in for a myriad of things, but I think it's important for you to tell me that you're LGBTQ, because what that does is that makes you feel relaxed. A lot of us feel like, what if they find out? What if they find out? What if they, will they treat me different? Da, da, da. Well, then it's just right out in the room and it's done. It's gone. It's out there. We don't need to discuss it unless, in fact, it is part of the issue that you came to me for. So, you know, and if you combine, you know, with maybe a psychiatrist or a psychologist and a hypnotherapist, you know, we can work as a team. We work as teams all the time. And that way it's not one against the other. It's us working together to help you. Now, is there different types of hypnotherapy? Well, of course there are. So, you know, some hypnotherapists want you to get to a certain depth of consciousness, which there are several depths of consciousness. Think about this when you're falling asleep and you're awake, and then you're a little more relaxed, and then you're a little more relaxed, and then you're out cold. Well, that's kind of that way with us putting you into hypnosis. You know, you start out where you're sitting up and you just get a little deeper and a little deeper. Other people, it's about how fast they can get you into that. Now, I have a problem with the speed trance. And by what I mean with speed trance is the way that they sometimes use hypnosis on a stage, or you'll see people out on a sidewalk on a main area. So like on Fremont Street or downtown Hollywood, people trying to learn hypnosis a lot of times will start with street hypnosis, and it can be dangerous. You know, don't ever let somebody come up to you and grab your hand and say, I want to hypnotize you, and let them do it. No. First of all, it's dangerous. So let's say you don't know, you've never been hypnotized before. You don't know what's going to happen. They hypnotize you, you collapse, and there you are on the sidewalk. Now, any hypnotist worth anything will, you know, be there to guide you, will give you support with their arm behind you, but it can still be dangerous. So I suggest, now, if you're on a stage, this is a caveat, if you are on the stage in wherever at a show and you know, you have volunteered to go up on that stage and you have volunteered and you have said, yes, I want to be hypnotized, da, da, da. That's a whole nother thing. You are up there on that stage and you are out to have fun. go for it. Have all the fun you want to. But if you're on a sidewalk and somebody that you've never met, somebody who you know nothing about, just decides to grab your arm and say they want to hypnotize you, that can actually be pretty dangerous. So, yeah, I that's one of those things. I love seeing people, you know, try to build up their skills, but not ambush people. It's very strange when you ambush people, because then they're not comfortable. And yeah, that's one of those things. Now, one of the questions I get is, does a hypnotized person lose control? Now, by lose control, they're talking about, you know, can you get stuck in hypnosis? No, you cannot get stuck in hypnosis. The reason why is because you always have control. You always know what's going on. You hear everything, you know, because like I said, it's just a natural state that you're in. So the way I like to explain it to my clients is, you know, think of it as like that. So you remember what is important, and that goes in the front, you know, of your subconscious, and you kind of don't remember anything that you really don't think that you need right now. That stuff goes in the back of the, you know, goes in the back of the files. So you're not going to lose control. I promise. You'll be able to communicate with me or any therapist per se. You know, I can ask you questions and you can just answer me. We can do other ways of you answering for me. But yeah, you know, you're not going to freak out or anything like that. I think that that's really important for you to know. Now, you know, all of the things that we can help you with, the most important thing is you have to want the help. People always go, can anybody be hypnotized? Well, yeah, but you have to want to be helped. You have to want to be in hypnosis. It's like anything else. If you want the help, you have to want it. So if somebody calls me and says, I want to quit smoking, I really, really, really want to quit smoking, I usually ask, why do you want to quit smoking? If the answer is because my spouse wants me to quit, because this is making me want to quit, because my job is making me want to quit, you're not ready, because you don't really want to quit. So it does neither of us any good for us to start with, you know, showing you how easy it is to become a non-smoker. If you're resilient, if you have that something that in that subconscious that's screaming louder than anything else that says, no, no, I don't want to quit. I don't want to quit. You're not going to quit. So before I take a client, you know, I ask questions. That's why I always do as much as I can. I do consultations. It's a free consultation. You know, we talk for a few minutes. I find out whether, you know, this is something you really, really want, or something you're being forced to do. Because like I said, if you're being forced, it's not for you. I also get people that look at me and go, no matter what you do, you cannot hypnotize me. I don't want to. seriously, if you come up to me and say, okay, you're a hypnotist, now hypnotize me. Why would I want to do that if your whole purpose is to prove to you that you can't be hypnotized? Yeah, it doesn't make any sense to me either. Or I always laugh when people, you know, ask me if I have a problem with those that come into my office or now online, that, you know, if they have a problem. And I'm like, you know, why would you come to me if you don't believe in hypnosis? Why would you come to me? It's like going to a doctor and saying, you know, my foot really hurts, but whatever you do to it, I'm not going to do that. And you can't make me. It's like, it's kind of a why are you doing this? One of the things that I get asked a lot is, are hypnotherapists or hypnotists, are you licensed like psychologists and psychiatrists? The answer to that is sometimes. We as a group have several, you know, we have professional groups, but it actually goes by state. Some states, you have to be licensed. You have to go through all the training, all the extra education, everything to practice and to see people. Now, as it turns out, I live in California, where in fact, where in fact you do not need to be licensed. So what that means is when you're calling around and you're trying to find a hypnotist or a hypnotherapist to help you, ask what their credentials are. You know, while I'm doing the consultation, people, you know, I love it when people ask me, you know, what's your training? How long have you been doing this? You know, do you know how to treat this particular thing? It's okay. It is perfectly acceptable that you ask that person who you're trying to trust to work between your conscious and your subconscious. Find out how much training they've had. I actually went to a hypnotherapy school. I graduated. Thank you. The school took a little over a year. I chose to do an internship afterwards for about 6 months in the field that I wanted. I also take extra classes so that I feel like I'm up to date in what's new. Now, in California, this isn't required, but as somebody that does this as a profession, I want my clients to know that I took more than a weekend class or taught myself how to do this on YouTube. And yes, unfortunately, that can in fact happen. So interview your therapist, whether you're hiring somebody to help you online, whether you're having, you know, being able to actually go in, anybody, interview them. I'm interviewing you. I'm finding out if you're serious, if you're committed to the process. Talk to me or whoever and ask them if they hum and haw and, you know, kind of give you the shuffle. Just don't, because that is a waste of your time and money. Lately, the big question is, Is hypnosis as good online as it is in person? Absolutely. Absolutely. I know of therapists that have actually done hypnotherapy sessions on a telephone. So they aren't even seeing each other. They're actually just hearing each other. Isn't that great? So in this time of COVID, in this time where, you know, in California here, we're still under kind of a lockdown. So I can see my clients online. That's fabulous. I love that. I love that, you know, it is just as perfect, you know, that you can see people online. It makes it so you feel safe. It makes it so I feel safe. The only other way I could see a client face to face would be with a mask and a shield. And you're wearing a mask and a shield. That's not really that comforting. And, you know, so I would much, much rather that we just did this online. You know, it's easy. It's successful. That's the way I roll. You know, I have been asked by people if, you know, you can get stuck online. What happens if we're online and we lose connection? Well, what that means is that while I'm working with you and we're doing that whole getting you relaxed and into that trance state, if you're doing an online session, we will add something in there that says, you know, if you don't hear my voice within, you know, usually a 3 to 5 minute time period, you will wake up and come out of that trance enough to reconnect us. I will also put in there, just in case we cannot reconnect, that within 10 minutes, you will completely come out of that hypnosis, you know, feeling great, that, you know, the way I would normally end. And that is because, you know, I don't want you to be, you won't be stuck, but you'll be highly suggestible. And nobody wants that. So, you know, there is never that issue. We preempt that issue in case it does happen. So you don't have to worry whether we're online and it disconnects and now what. There are provisions taken. You know, that's pretty important that we can, you know, do that for you. So let's see, what are my other favorite questions? You know, I just get so many, you know, just, and part of what we do is dispel, you know, what you've been told, what you've been taught, all the myths, the way it used to be. You know, hypnosis has changed so much. But it's changed for the better. You know, we have better rules, better regulations. That's why I tell you to interview whoever it is. You know, I hope that this has been, you know, that this has answered some of your questions. I always have up, you know, my frequently asked questions list. But if you think of something that I didn't cover, that's great. Let me cover it, you know. Email me, you know, at hypnofairygodmother@yahoo.com. And I'll answer that question, you know, here on Facebook. You can go to my Facebook page, you know, write me a question. I would love to be able to help you so that you feel more comfortable. You need to feel more comfortable. And not think of hypnosis as an alternative. It's not an alternative medicine. It's actually a primary. You know, people come to us when it seems like they have ran out of ideas. Think of how nice it would be if you came to us first. Keep that into their preventative medicine. That's what we are. We are a preventative medicine, and I love being here for all of you. There are so many therapists all over the world, and we are all here for you. Most people, you know, most therapists these days actually see, you know, clients online. Some are allowed to see clients in their offices, so be sure to definitely check that. I work with my clients online. I really like it. I like it because it's safer. I like it because my clients are more comfortable. I like it because, wow, it just makes things so much easier. That's just me. That is the way I look at it. I also do my midweek mindfulness. That will help you if you need stuff during the week. Maybe you just need to relax a little bit, you know, click onto my little midweek mindfulness and close your eyes, and half hour later, you've got on a great journey. So, you know, that'll take you about 30 minutes. And I think that's a great amount of time. Like they say, if you don't have 10 minutes, you probably need 30. I love that. So those are all on my, you know, my YouTube, the Hypno Fairy Godmother Show YouTube. I am also setting up a podcast of those. So if you want to, you can just download any of the shows or any of the mindfulnesses, which is great. So every day, I want you to kind of take note of your mental state. Make sure that, you know, you're right there with us. If you need some assistance, please, please ask for assistance. Whether it's from me or somebody else, ask for help. Even if you just want somebody to vent to, please ask for help. Know that you can contact me anywhere you can get on social media. I am under Hypno Fairy Godmother for just about everything. So let's do that last deep, deep breath. Safe place, please. Hold it. Exhale with that smile. Thanks for tuning in. Remember to tell your friends to come and join you listening and watching the Hypno Fairy Godmother Show. And I will see you all next week. Respect that ohm.
You're listening to the Hypno Fairy Godmother Show with Shirley Yance, only on LA Talk Radio.